really great tunes that had lots of history and lots of personality attached to them. Flying Home, of course, goes back to the days and all that used to be with this man by the name of Lionel Hampton. And then a girl by the name of Margaret Whiting did a very lovely thing called Moonlight in Vermont. And, of course, then this big noise was the thing that, well, many bands, but Bob Crosby and Bobby Haggers and a host of others.
Yes, I think we should mention the drummer concerned, whom I consider to be, even to this day, the foremost exponent of Dixieland drums as the world has ever known, Ray Baduc of New Orleans.
All right, and I won't ask them because I'm quite sure they know. But one of the things, one of the things I was going to check out, you know, I think a lot of us listening and seeing, you know, I've seen drums perform, drummers perform. We talk about timekeepers now. Mm. Would you just give them a little bit of a hint what this means in a not too technical sense, but, mm-hmm. you know, timekeeping what? Just steady beat? Straight beat? Hard beat?
Well, a steady beat, first and foremost, but also a beat that pulsates. Now, you see, I was trained to play dance drums, and even to this day, in the wildest solo that I could possibly perform, if I felt that the beat weren't there and people couldn't dance to it, I'd feel that I were failing in the solo.
So that even as dramatic or as showman-y as you might get,
time must still be there.
Time must be always there.
Right.
Do you think young drummers today are still trying to do this sort of thing?
Well, perhaps some of them haven't got to that point yet, but the guys that have matured a little bit certainly realize it.
How about the sense of trying to do more with drums, of playing out of time, for instance, and out of tempo?
Well,
using it like a virtuoso instrument again.
Mm-hmm. I could see merit in that. I mean to say, there are drummers that do play in that vein, and I respect them very much. And of course, it's just another way that you feel about drums.